This is reading lesson 9. Read number 1.
Bazar.
Now try number 2.
Laral.
3.
Saad.
In number 4, you see a new letter, which also makes an H sound and is called
He.
It's sometimes referred to as the rounded He. Try to read number 4.
Ha ha.
Read number 5.
Har.
In number 6, you see the rounded He in final position, preceded by a Jim. At the end of a word, it makes an ah sound. Read number 6.
Baja.
Number 7 shows this letter in final unconnected form. Read number 7.
Zara.
In number 8, you see the rounded he in medial position. It resembles a butterfly. Read number 8.
Sahar.
Number 9 begins and ends with the letter
Mim,
which is pronounced like an English M. Try to read number 9.
Mim.
Notice that in final position, the mim includes a tail. Read number 10. It is two words.
Zaham.
Number 11.
Sham.
12.
Aman.
In number 13, remember if the aleph includes a diacritic, it carries the sound of the diacritic. Try to read number 13.
Kila, us.
Number 14.
Shak.
In number 15, the ye is followed by an aleph. Read number 15.
Diarlas.
Look at number 16. Remember to pronounce the final ye in the last word as a. Try to read the question in number 16.
Haltade.
17.
Manana.
18.
Masara.
19.
Laram.
Number 20 is a sentence with four words and includes a comma after the first word. In Pashto, words are separated by spaces. The second and third words will run together. Try to read number 20.
Na, lazzarano. Na, lazzarano.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 9.